patient name, Anna Marie Estivo, E-S as in Sam, T-I-V-O. History of present illness. The patient is a 67-year-old widowed Caucasian female who presents for treatment upon the recommendation of her therapist, Dr. Beth Forman, F-O-R-H-M-A-N. The patient is a previous patient of Lauren Tableman of this practice. She complains of feeling, quote unquote, full of anxiety, unquote, and depressed. She stated that she dwells a lot on things. She feels slowed down in her motor movements. She feels tired, quote, lazy, unquote. She stated she is not functioning as before. She complains of thinking a lot, overthinking. She is more isolative and doesn't call people. She feels that she has nothing to give to her grandchildren in terms of energy. She feels overwhelmed helping her children with their care. The patient does not have any joy in things that she used to have joy with. She feels guilty over not feeling joy with her children. She reports that she is sleeping well at night. She does not sleep during the day. She has an adequate appetite, energy level is down. The patient reports panic attacks where she feels like she can't catch her breath and breathes heavily. She stated that she has Xanax 0.25 milligrams and takes 0.125 milligrams occasionally when feeling anxious. This turns out to be a couple of times a month. She stated she used to be active, she used to be creative, but she lost all of that. She stated that basically she just lays on the couch and watches YouTube. She is also prescribed Lexapro 20 milligrams PO once daily by Dr. Chaudhry, C-H-A-U-D-R-E-Y, her primary care physician. She only takes 10 milligrams PO once daily. She has been on Lexapro for 30 to 40 years. She has no obsessions or compulsions. She denies physical, emotional, or sexual abuse. Reviewed criteria for mania, hypomania. She does not meet criteria for mania or hypomania, nor has she ever. She has never been psychotic, no suicide attempts, no violence, no non-suicidal self-injurious behavior by history. The patient has a history of alcohol use disorder. She has been trying to get back into AA, but lacks the motivation sometimes to make phone calls. She stated that it is difficult for her at this time to make calls. She also complains of social anxiety, which interferes with her ability to make phone calls. However, she is trying to attend meetings on a daily basis. Past psychiatric history, no inpatient psychiatric hospitalizations. She has never been in rehab or detox. Medical. No known drug allergies. She's on levothyroxine 112 micrograms. PO once daily for hypothyroidism. She was in a motor vehicle accident, quite severe, at age 17, but sustained no head injury. Surgical cholecystectomy and cesarean section times one. Family history. There is no family history of psychiatric or mental health disturbance. She stated her father drank. However, he was not an alcoholic. Social history. The patient was married. She is widowed for 3 years. She stated she is still grieving the loss of her husband, who died of dementia. She was quite overwhelmed with taking care of him. They raised 7 children. They owned a dry cleaning business, which she recently closed. The patient has moved to a condominium in Miller Place. She used to own a house in St. James with her husband. She is trying to get adjusted to her move. As noted, she is the mother of 7 children and has 11 grandchildren. Diagnosis: major depressive disorder, recurrent, moderate. Panic disorder, alcohol use disorder in early remission. Plan: Prozac, 10 milligrams PO once daily times 7 days, then 20 milligrams PO once daily thereafter. Continue Xanax, 0.125 milligrams PO once daily for panic attacks. Discontinue Lexapro. End dictation.